We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not a good couple of weeks for the Democrats. Not at all. Not even close. I got a slew of stuff. Just as I predicted, shampeachment a disaster for the Democrats, and that's putting it mildly. But first, did you see this? 34% approval rating with black voters. It's a Rasmussen poll. Ooh, that's not good. Not at all. Nope. Hillary Clinton. Trump took 8% of the black vote. To give you some idea, Trump took 8% of the black vote and beat Hillary. If they were if a Republican were to get like 20% of the black vote, right? Which, if you don't know much about politics, that sounds like failing. That would decimate the Democrats. If 34% of black voters stayed home, said, "Well, I can't stomach to vote for a Republican, but I can't vote for Democrats. I'm not happy with them right now. I kind of like Trump." Game over, lights out. What did the postmortem on Mitt Romney? The Republican Party paid all these consultants millions of dollars to figure out why they lost. And what they concluded was that minority voters would have liked them better. You know, it would have liked Romney better if he had been for amnesty. We now have majorities of black Democrat voters, 62% opposed to amnesty. This is how off the rails the Republican Party got with this crazy stuff. But by the way, that's not even the biggest news story. That's not even it. Did you see Vanity Fair? Not a conservative publication. Warning the Democrats, get off the shampeachment. You guys are not going to make it if you stay on the shampeachment. Here's the headline. It's hard to read this as anything but a warning. New polling suggests Democrats' impeachment push could alienate key voters. Wow. How bad is it? 2/3 of independents don't know what the shampeachment's about. Can't say. They cannot distinguish it from other Democrat fabricated scandals. It means nothing to them. They don't get it. 2/3. Okay, like, how bad is shampeachment? Trump's wall in this Politico morning consult poll that Vanity Fair is analyzing, Trump's wall fared better. Trump's wall more popular with independents than shampeachment. That's a disaster. That is not good. How bad is it? Trump's numbers since the beginning of the Schiff Show, the public version, 2 weeks ago, after 2 weeks of the Schiff Show, Trump's approval is up. Support for shampeachment is down. And here's the punchline. 1/3 of Democrats now want Joe Biden investigated. Wow. I mean, and you got to figure, they're not even watching Fox News and they can figure out Joe's a crook. 1/3 of Democrats are like, Joe's a crook. Let's investigate him. This is even obvious to 1/3 of Democrats, folks. Which means the rest of the country's figured it out, too. He's a criminal. So what is he? He's a crook. I mean, whoa. But like, okay, if we were going to try to encapsulate how bad this is, I'm going to play you two clips. One's from Steve Bannon, obviously a longtime supporter of Trump. He's going to tell you that the shampeachment's a disaster. But the other is from the other side of the aisle. I'm going to play them both. From Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC. Let's start with Donnie. Okay, let me tell you what he's talking about here. He's talking about the show Bob Loves Abshola, whatever. I don't know. That's a show on CBS. Ever heard of it? I hadn't either. He's talking about the ratings for Bob Loves Abshola, higher than Schimpeachment. He's talking about how in just 2 weeks, Adam Schiff, with his public display of Schimpeachment, has taken approval for impeachment down by 5 percentage points. And the percentage of voters who want to remove Trump from office has fallen by 14 points. Not 14%, 14 points in less than 2 weeks. So, I mean, folks, I mean, let's do it. Let's do another 2 weeks. Please? Can we? Please? I would get 6 weeks to be good. They're not falling for it. Here's Donnie Deutsch.
Does anybody know Bob Loves Abishola? Do you know what that even means?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, interesting enough. Okay. That's a show on CBS. You know, did about 5-6 million viewers the other night. The average person at home wouldn't even know it. That's what these hearings have done this week. You know, we live in a little bit of a bubble that we sit here and we watch. And the reality is, when you look at that new Emerson poll where basically we've lost 5% of people that even believe he should be impeached and 14% removed from office, what is so critical coming out of this, because we know where this is going to end in the Senate, is that somehow the Democrats brand this in a bigger place and bring it back to the issues that matter to voters.
So you've moved on now. You're at the campaign already.
I've the whole time at the campaign.
Folks, that was MSNBC. He's a noted liberal, Donnie Deutsch. What'd Steve Bannon say?
It's been a tremendous reversal of fortune. The president said a couple weeks ago, I think he tweeted out, unity in substance, unity in substance. And so as the Democrats, you know, brought to the nation this impeachment hearing, and particularly on broadcast TV and cable nonstop, you know, the ratings on Fox were off the charts. You know, many of the independents and kind of low information voters that are not on politics all the time came into this story. And it was a flop. I mean, it absolutely, if you see the numbers of independents, you see the shift over the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. That's how bad Schimpeachment was. Okay, anyway, how do we end up here? We ended up here because for once, one bloody time this year, the Republicans have stood up to the Democrats. They were going to do Schimpeachment entirely in the basement and only release the parts that damned, you know, look damning for Trump. But Matt Gaetz led a contingent of people down there. They couldn't arrest them all. They went right past the guards. They could not handle the visual of members of Congress being arrested for trying to sit in on Schimpeachment. And that one act of defiance forced them to come out in the light with Schimpeachment. And once the people saw it, they're like, nah, not having it. This. But what does Adam Schiff think of Schimpeachment? Does he think he scored? I'll play that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The only stats you need to know about Schimpeachment is in, of all places, Vanity Fair. They deep dive, took a look at the Politico Morning Consult poll. Not exactly a conservative polling outfit, not exactly a conservative publication, in which they found, to their horror, Trump's wall now more popular than Schimpeachment with independents. That's not good. Not at all. And when you have Donnie Deutsch going on MSNBC freaking out, literally in less than 2 weeks, Schiff went down 14 points, the percentage of voters that want people that want to remove the president from office. Not by 14%, that wouldn't be a big deal. 14 percentage point decline, 2 weeks. So, I mean, I'm all for this. Let's keep it going. I mean, I'd love to do another 2 weeks. Hey, three. Let's just throw three. We'll go straight through Christmas. Let's do that. Because Trump's approval rating will be through the roof. How confident is Schiff in the job he did? Well, he says support for impeachment has only grown, though there's no polling showing that since his public hearings began. But he lies. So, you know, whatever. Well, I mean, if he did such a great job, Jake Tapper wanted to know on CNN, if he did such a great job, then surely they'll go forward with an impeachment vote with articles of impeachment. Right, Adam?
If the facts aren't contested and your committee is writing up the report and you don't, at least as of now, have any scheduled witnesses or depositions, do you think President Trump should be impeached?
I want to discuss this with my constituents and my colleagues before I make a final judgment on it.
I see. That doesn't sound really confident about going forward, dude, which just made Jake Tapper mad.
But if that's your view, and you've also said that this week's testimony, quote, goes right to the heart of the issue of bribery, and you've also said that what you've seen is, quote, far more serious than what Nixon did, explain to me how you have not come to the conclusion that the president should be impeached. I mean, it sounds like you think he should be impeached.
Well, I certainly think that the evidence that's been produced overwhelmingly shows serious misconduct by the president. But I do want to hear more from my constituents, and I want to hear more from my colleagues. This is not a decision I will be making alone.
Let me translate. We failed. I can't commit to that till I see the rest of the polls, and I think they're pretty bad. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you can't really believe those polls, do you? Well, no, generally I don't. But when Vanity Fair deep dives into a liberal poll like the Politico Morning Consult and warns Democrats, knock it off, you're going to lose this election, I believe that. I don't think they'd make that up. It didn't work, folks. Blew up in their faces. Blew up in their faces. It is a total mess. I want to tell you what's going on here, because I figured this out over the weekend. Isn't it bizarre how now all of a sudden global warming, what do they call it now, climate change, is back with a vengeance? It's everywhere. It is the thing. Oxford Dictionary just announced its word of the year for 2019, it's climate emergency. As in, a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible environmental damage resulting from it. Okay, they followed in the footsteps of Collins Dictionary. Few weeks ago, same thing. Word of the year, climate emergency. Now, why did they choose climate emergency? Because its usage went up, they say, 10,796% from 2018. Wow. I mean, this is the thing. It's one of the two top issues in the Democrat primary by polling. And Bloomberg's out there all weekend. Oh, my God, I am awesome on climate change. I will not let you have a big gulp either. Why are they doing this? Why climate change? Why that? I'll tell you why. Because of this. Do you see this headline? Confidence in Trump. I'm going to get to it. Confidence in Trump economy hits highest level ever. Wow. 57% of Americans approved of Trump's handling of the economy, including, and here's the problem for Democrats, 56% of those between 18 and 34. Wow. That's not good for the Democrats. So they got to come up with something. They need something so powerful that it will counter these young people's love of the economy right now. And so basically they decided to scare them that the world's coming to an end. And plus it works because these young people don't realize that the first time they told us we had a decade left was in 1989 and the world was supposed to end by 2000. That was according to the UN, as reported by the Associated Press. I've read you that article many times. So they missed all that. So they don't know. And then the second time is going to be Al Gore. It's going to be 2010 and the world was going to be done. But then that didn't happen either. So they don't know that when the left does this and says we have 10 years, as they've been doing for 30 years, that it never happens. This is why they're pushing climate change, to distract from the economy. Those are amazing economic numbers among young people.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
She's like Joe. She can't help it. Now, Elizabeth Warren is a compulsive liar. Now, I always explain the difference. Joe fascinates me. He has for years. What's the difference between a compulsive liar and a politician? I'm not joking. I'm asking an actual question. Politicians lie all the time. Well, my program saved 5,000 lives last year. No, it didn't. It cost 15,000 lives. Well, they're both lying. Nobody died. But these are lies that at least serve some logical purpose. They advance the agenda. And I've maintained for a long time, Joe Biden's lies aren't that kind of lie. They're self-destructive. You ever known a compulsive liar? They tell lies that are self-destructive, lies that hurt them and their relationships with others, at a place of business. You ever known a compulsive liar? My husband worked with one once at a business he worked at. And man, every time any subject came up, didn't matter what it was, sports, sales, vacation destinations, he'd been to them all. He'd done amazing things in every sport. He was the top salesman year after year, but he just hit a rough patch. People rolled their eyes. They knew he was lying. He couldn't stop. That's Joe Biden, but it's also Elizabeth Warren. And how do you know? They tell lies that are easy to verify. Lies, they can't help themselves but spit out. Lies that hurt their standing, not help it, because they cannot help it. Did you hear what Elizabeth Warren did? Liawatha, as some are now calling her. This sweet little black woman comes up to her. And as you know, Elizabeth Warren wants to eliminate charter schools, so no escape from inner city schools. You got to trust Lizzie and the crew. They're finally, after 50 years, going to fix inner city schools. So we don't need charters. We're going to have to shut those down. No escape from the neighborhood school. She didn't like charters. So this sweet little old black lady comes up to Elizabeth Warren and says, listen, you know, she's a big supporter of charter schools. She's like, listen, you know, our kids, I can't afford to live in these nice neighborhoods like you do, she says. And I felt bad for her. She said, we depend on charter schools to get our kids out of these public schools. You know, and she says, charter schools are public schools, too. And she says, I'm not like you, to Elizabeth Warren. I can't afford to send my child to private school like you did. Elizabeth Warren then lies. Take a listen to this.
We're going to have the same choice that you make for your kids, because I read that your children went to private school.
No, my children went to public schools.
But
my children went to public schools. One problem. That's not true. Not even close and easy to check. She checked her child out of public school in the fifth grade, sent him to a high-end private school, tuition $23,000 a year plus. I'm always amazed when people can afford that. Wow. It's like more than most people's mortgage payment. I know. Oh, me? No. My kid, they went to public school. No, they didn't, Lizzie. Now, her daughter went all the way through public school. Her son was pulled out in fifth grade, went to private school. She lied. And the campaign corrected that soon after. She couldn't help it. She lied in that woman's face. Why would you do that? It's easy to check. She can't help herself. She's like Joe. She's like Joe. Oh, speaking of Elizabeth Warren, remember this gem from last week? On the wall. Now, keep in mind, let me set this up. The Democrats tell us we cannot afford to use taxpayer dollars to build the wall. We cannot afford it. It's too much money. But apparently we can use taxpayer money to take down the wall because we don't really need it. I mean, it's not like Mexico's dangerous or anything.
You've said that the border wall that President Trump has proposed is, quote, a monument to hate and division. Would you ask taxpayers to pay to take down any part of the wall on the nation's southern border?
So, if there are parts of the wall that are not useful in our defense, of course we should do it.
They're all useful in our defense. Trust me. The ones that Trump has built were recommended by the Border Patrol. don't need it. It's not dangerous over there. Oh, look. A newly appointed, it's not like Americans were slaughtered, including babies by the cartel. Oh, I don't know. What was it, a week now? A newly appointed municipal police chief in central Mexico has resigned this week after surviving. Folks, this, we're at this once a week now. This is what they want to have an open border and coexist with. A newly appointed municipal police chief in central Mexico resigned this week after surviving a fierce attack by cartel gunmen while traveling in an armored patrol vehicle. Okay, if you're a police chief there and you're not on their payroll, the cartel's payroll, they try to assassinate you. They take the mayor and the city council out with you too, if they're not on the payroll. So you got to be flanked by armed guards at all times and ride around an armored vehicle. You have to have around-the-clock protection just to be the police chief. This is the kind of corruption we're talking about. It will spill over the border. Elizabeth's like, I'll just take that wall down. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. No, we'll be fine. We can just coexist. Criminals are people too. The attack took place 2 weeks ago, left two of his the chief's bodyguards wounded. His armored truck sustained more than 100 bullet strikes. How serious were these cartel loons? Officials from the state attorney general's office also reported that the cartel hitmen were armed with grenade launchers and grenades. Both the chief's bodyguards were wounded during the attack, one severely. He's like, oh, heck with this. I resign. I quit. I quit. I give up. And Lizzie's like, oh, let's take down the wall, man. Man, there's no, these people, they're great. We can coexist with this. Yeah, let's just take it down. We'll use taxpayer money. And people like murderers and child rapists will totally not come across the border. Oh, look here. ICE is now getting ahead of these lunatic Maryland sanctuary counties to warn who's coming out next. You want to hear? Sanctuary cities. Maryland sanctuary counties are expected to release into the United States, according to ICE, six illegal aliens accused of, I mean, these are very minor crimes, if you're a Democrat, child rape, assault, murder, child abuse. But I mean, other than that, they're great guys. The sanctuary counties of Prince George's County, Maryland, and Montgomery County, Maryland, may soon release six illegal aliens who are accused of a number of violent crimes against children and American citizens, according to ICE. Jacob Kidlat, an illegal alien, has been charged with not one, not two, not three, not four, but five counts of sexual abuse of a minor, rape of a child under the age of 14, and third-degree sexual offense. But other than that, he's a great guy. You will love him if you knew him. ICE placed a detainer on him in June. And what's set to happen with all these guys, they have bond hearings. Judges bond them out, which is just like a get-out-of-jail-free card to go back to Mexico where they came from. Now, they could cool their heels in a federal detention facility so they can't rape children anymore, but we can't have that. So let them go. The plan is to let them go. Illegal aliens Juan Rivas Montano and Manuel Carbelas Morales were both arrested this year on charges of child abuse, child molestation, second-degree child abuse. Both have ICE detainers, but they're up for bond. Counties are refusing to comply with ICE. What are the values of the Democrat Party, folks? Child sex abuse, child rape. Murder here and there, some manslaughter, the occasional drunk driving homicide, you know, manslaughter fatality, whatever. You know, they're great people, though. They'll eventually vote Democrat. Tell us again, Elizabeth Warren, what parts of that wall we don't need?
You've said that the border wall that President Trump has proposed is, quote, a monument to hate and division. Would you ask taxpayers to pay to take down any part of the wall on the nation's southern border?
If there are parts of the wall that are not useful in our defense, of course we should do it.
There aren't any, Lizzie. They're all useful in our defense. I just got to mention this. We did it in the 7 o'clock hour, but it's one of those kind of things. All right, wait. Before I get to that, I got to read this. Texter writes about the cartels in Mexico. One Moab, two drones, and three SEAL teams given 4 weeks. No more cartels. Or we could just close down our border. It's not our job to send guys in the way of harm to fix the Mexican cartel cartel problem. But it is the job of the American government to protect the American people from them. Texter writes, may the Democrat captains go down with the ship. Cute. Another texter writes, Warren is a mess. She has peaked in the polls and will be slowly descending in the coming months. She is a phony nut equals she's a Democrat. Texter writes, Journalism 101, you can't have a first annual. It's not an annual event until the second. All right, thank you. Texter writes, dang, Tara, how bad is Woodruff Road? This is funny because this is a charlatan, I can tell by the area code. Dang, Tara, how bad is Woodruff Road? These accidents, there are accidents every day. Sounds like Independence Boulevard. Did you see it this weekend? Oh, my God. I made the mistake. Normally, I don't go on Woodruff Road after Thanksgiving. Like, no way. You cannot pay me. Because it's just, if you're new here, just trust me. Find a way around it. Because the Christmas shopping starts, it's nothing but gridlock. Everybody's sitting in cars and looking at each other, nobody going anywhere. And the only entertainment is screaming foul language at the guy blocking the box. This Saturday, oh my God, you could not pay me. It's starting early this year. Though, you know, Greenville police, I don't know if you saw them out on Woodruff this weekend. Yeah, and they're babysitting these idiots, basically. They're just parking them on the corners and in the middle lane to try to keep people from blocking the box. It just so it's this controlled chaos. Yeah, so this is earlier than I remember it being this bad. So just, you know, if you don't have to go, just don't. It's not worth it. All right, to what I was going to do. And I hate to have to be the one to tell you this because it's going to upset you. There was an atrocity at a South Carolina upstate elementary school. You're thinking atrocity? Yeah, it was bad. It made international news. Not just national, but international news. You're like, oh my God, how'd I miss that? The atrocity of horrific proportions, such horrific proportions that it made international news. I am reading about it in the London Daily Mail right now. Occurred at South Carolina's Pickens Elementary. Now, I don't want to panic you. Nobody died. Normally, somebody'd have to die to justify this level of coverage. You think somebody was sex abused? No. Well, by God, what happened? Everybody's okay. Well, then why did this make national news and international news? Listen, I got to break this to you gently. Do you know what happened at Pickens Elementary? They separated the boys from the girls by gender in order to have a leadership summit. I know, it's so bad. But good God, this 5 years ago, would anyone have said anything about this? No, we are losing our minds. The horror continues. They brought in male role models to talk to the boys who were asked to come to school wearing ties, and they did. And the male role models, they wore ties too. I know, it's so bad. The girls, meanwhile, had a separate retreat at the same time. They wore matching t-shirts that sat on the floor of the school's gym. Now, here's how the media frames this. It's very dishonest. Meanwhile, they write, high school cheerleader spoke to the girls about working together. Oh, so the boys get male role models and the girls get cheerleader? No. They brought in PhD women, female police officers, female role models as well to talk to the girls. Media doesn't put that line in until the last sentence of the article. So girls had girl role models. Yeah. And boys had boy role models. Yeah. And the boys wore ties. Yeah. And the girls weren't required to wear ties? No. You're like, well, you're not missing anything. The uproar caused international news because one guy complained. Some dad. So? You know, I'm looking at this picture, right? And one of my posters pointed this out on my Facebook page. See all the boys wearing the ties? Yeah, they're like all wearing ties. Not one of those parents thought a thing of it when they put him in ties and sent him to school. Not one. Texter writes, makes me want to move to Pickens. I know! If they sent home a thing for my kid's school saying, hey, we're going to have male role models, send your sons to school in a tie. Cool. Where do I sign up for that? So male role models can't have that. And if you have a male role model, he cannot be dressed in a tie or traditional male gender specific God, I don't know. Text writes, so what about sex ed? Do kids get to pick what gender they want to attend? Good point. Good point. The elementary school my kids go to, they segregate them by boys and girls. You're right. Not right now. God forbid anybody finds out about that. That'd be national news, too. Folks, this is society going off a cliff. This is insane.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.